Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking newspaper. This is edition number 2086, recorded on Thursday the 7th of November, 2019. I'm Trevor Wood, and I'm joined by...
Sophie Yeomans.
We have our usual mix of items with news from the Norwich Evening News, letters from the paper, information desk, and two features. The feature in this part is by Keith Skipper, who shares his thoughts on getting engrossed in an old book. In addition to this Chatterbox recording, you will find in your wallet this month's edition of the Norfolk Magazine.
In this section, we learn about a special music workshop held at the cathedral and how the relaunching of Castle Quarter appears to have helped increase the football. First, we hear about Halloween events that took place last week. Thousands of Halloween revellers paraded the streets as Norwich was transformed for the annual Spooky City celebration. Stilt-walking skeletons, 10-foot tree monsters, giant puppets, white ladies and cats of all shapes and sizes set off from Millennium Plain at 5:50pm yesterday evening to welcome in the 2019 Spooky City event. Accompanied by a sound system blasting sinister tunes, the parade of performance and scare-hungry spectators made its way from the Forum to Chapelfield Gardens, where it was greeted by a host of eerie entertainment. This year marked the seventh Spooky City event and is estimated to have drawn the biggest crowd so far, with families in their thousands turning out to celebrate. Millie Reeve, who has two daughters aged 4 and 7, said, "We couldn't miss it. The girls have been nagging me for months. It's a fantastic event, especially when you live in the middle of nowhere and can't go trick-or-treating."
For most of the year, people passing Neil Potter's front garden in Bradwell would not blink an eye. But every Halloween, the 58-year-old hosts a garden party with a difference, attracting more than 2,000 people to a spectacular and spooky display of gigantic spiders, witches and the Grim Reaper. For almost a decade now, Mr. Potter's home in El Alamein Way has become an annual magnet for trick-or-treaters. He started making the display in 2011, adding new elements each year since then. Mr. Potter, who works as a driver for Jewson's, said some of the other houses in the street are now also decorated with similarly haunting ornaments. Each of the pieces are homemade, even the animatronic Grim Reaper sitting in the driveway. He begins setting up after only a short nap the night before, and by the time the display is set up, usually by about 4:30pm, he's exhausted. But it's worth it to see the smiles on the pint-sized phantoms and ghouls who turn up to marvel at the scene, he said. Last year, Mr. Potter handed out more than 2,000 packets of sweets and raised £806 for East Anglia Children's Hospice.
Norwich Cathedral helped some of the region's youngsters get on song with a special event last weekend. Children as young as 6 got the chance to be a chorister for the day, with a fun-filled day of music-making, workshops and performance. After spending the day taking part in a range of musical activities, the youngsters were then given the opportunity to belt out some songs in the cathedral itself, performing a special evensong for their parents and carers. Ashley Grote, Master of Music at Norwich Cathedral, said, "Our Beer Chorister days have become a hugely popular addition to our annual music programme here at the Cathedral. It is a wonderful opportunity for boys and girls, whether they want to be choristers or not, to experience the thrill of singing in the Cathedral alongside so many other children."
Norwich Castle Quarter is celebrating significant footfall increases following the rebranding of what was previously known as Castle Mall. Since the launch at the end of September, Castle Quarter has seen the number of people coming to the venue going up by 14% compared to last year, an increase which they say is significantly ahead of the national average. Rob Bradley, Castle Quarter's centre manager, said, "We are jubilant that footfall has increased by a significant margin. It is absolutely fantastic and demonstrates that the new offering here at Castle Quarter, as the place to shop, dine, watch and play in the heart of the city, proving a significant draw for people in Norwich and in Norfolk as a whole. We have spent 18 months strategically planning a new direction for Castle Quarter, based upon analysing the views of a huge cross-section of shoppers. This has resulted in the arrival of the new leisure occupiers like Pure Gym, Super Bowl UK and Retro Replay, who are proving to be a major draw, bringing thousands more people in, and community-based initiatives like Made in Norwich for local micro-businesses who are being provided with free retail space. Times are very challenging for retailers, as everyone knows. By creating more reasons to visit Castle Quarter, it is not just the leisure operators who are benefiting, but our existing retailers are enjoying increased business too."